History in an Hour. World War II by Rupert Colley. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. Lasting 6 years and a day until the formal surrender of Japan, the Second World War saw the civilian, both young and old, fighting on the front line. Civilian deaths accounted for 5% of those killed during the First World War, but during the second, of the 50 million plus killed, they made up over 66%. During the 2,194 days of the conflict, 1,000 people died for each and every hour it lasted. With 81 of the world's nations involved, compared to 28 during the First World War, this was a world war in the truest sense. Germany invades Poland. This is how I deal with any European city. The Nazi-Soviet Non-Aggression Pact, signed on the 23rd of August 1939, allowed Hitler to pursue his ambitions in the East without fear of Russian interference, ambitions that included the destruction of Poland and the subjugation of its people. The attack on Poland began at 4:45 on the morning of Friday, the 1st of September 1939. The Germans, not intending to be bogged down again in a war of trenches and stalemate, swept aside all resistance in a lightning war of blitzkrieg, using technological military advances, coordinated attacks and abrasive speed. Following up the rapid advances, German forces engaged in brutality, executions and merciless aggression against the civilian population. Neville Chamberlain, who had been Britain's Conservative Prime Minister since 1937 and who 5 months earlier had guaranteed the Poles assistance if attacked, dutifully declared war on Germany on the 3rd of September, followed 6 hours later by the French. The British contribution to the Polish cause was not with arms, nor soldiers, nor aid, but with leaflets, by the million, dropped by plane over Germany, urging the population to stand up against Hitler and the war. On the 17th of September, as the German war machine advanced its way towards Warsaw, the Soviet Union, as secretly agreed in the Non-Aggression Pact, attacked from the east. Crushed between two totalitarian heavyweights, Poland crumbled, and, on the 27th, Warsaw surrendered. Agreeing on the partition of Poland, the Germans and Russians then set about the total subjugation of the defeated population. Villages were razed, inhabitants massacred, the Polish identity eradicated, and in towns such as Lodz, Jews were herded into ghettos before eventual transportation to the death camps. With his first objective achieved, Hitler visited Warsaw on the 5th of October and, casting a satisfied eye over the devastated capital, declared, "This is how I deal with any European city." The Finnish-Soviet War, the Winter War. Stalin, knowing that his country's pact with Germany would not last indefinitely, sought a buffer zone against any future German attack. By June 1940, he had bullied Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania into cooperation, swiftly followed by full annexation. Finland, however, resisted, preferring to fight than submit to Soviet demands. The 105-day Winter War started with Russia's attack on Finland on the 30th of November 1939. Russia, expecting an easy victory, as the Germans had had over the Poles, was soon disabused, underestimating Finnish bravery, tenacity and expertise at guerrilla warfare. Coupled with the Soviet Union's lack of military proficiency following Stalin's military purge of the 1930s and poor equipment that froze in the plummeting temperatures, the Soviets learnt a hard but useful lesson, eventually subduing the Finns in March 1940 by sheer weight of numbers. The Norwegian Campaign. Missed the bus. The supply of iron ore from Sweden to Germany via the northern Norwegian port of Narvik was a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?